This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
The Occupy Wall Street protesters have been evicted from their camp in Zuccotti Park.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. At 1 o'clock in the morning New York time, police in riot gear raided Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan. That's the original site of the Occupy Wall Street movement, and demonstrators have been camped out there since September. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says the protesters will be allowed back in after a cleaning, but with no tents or tarps. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith is with us now from New York with the latest. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, Stacey, I understand you have left Zuccotti Park and moved to where the protesters have gone. Where is that?
It's Foley Square. It's just northeast of Zuccotti Park, right in front of City Hall. And the protests have gathered here, and a march is apparently going to leave at about 8 a.m., although protesters are planning to go back to Zuccotti Park at about 8:30.
Now, Mayor Michael Bloomberg of New York issued a statement this morning explaining the eviction of the protesters from Zuccotti Park. And he said, quote, "Protesters have had 2 months to occupy the park with tents and sleeping bags. Now they will have to occupy the space with the power of their arguments." What's the reaction been from protesters?
Well, the protesters I've spoken with have been pretty upset. I think they were very shocked by being ousted. I spoke with one man, Chris Porter. He was one of the last 40 people out of Zuccotti Park this morning. He's on the sanitation committee in Zuccotti Park, and he told me that they're not going to let this discourage the movement, and that they're going to regroup.
We're going to come back tomorrow twice as strong, twice as big. We're not going anywhere.
So right now, there's a march planned at 8 a.m. from Foley Square, and also some protesters are going back to Zuccotti Park later this morning.
Now, Stacey, police have been evicting other Occupy protesters across the country just in the last couple of days in Portland, Oregon, and Salt Lake City,
right,
and in Oakland, California. Can this movement continue without these camps?
Well, that's difficult to say. Certainly, winter's on the way, so that's going to make things difficult. The protesters sound very determined, but we'll just have to wait and see if the protests can continue without the presence of tents and other shelter.
Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith joining us from Foley Square in New York. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are down across Europe and Asia this morning, down about 1% in London right now, about 2% in Frankfurt and in Paris, as Italian borrowing costs go back up again above that crucial 7% interest rate mark for the 10-year bonds. That's the level at which other euro countries have needed to be bailed out because it's too expensive for them to borrow money. Meanwhile, the office supply chain Staples said this morning it's being hurt by the debt crisis in Europe. Global sales for the company were down more than 1% in the last quarter, thanks to a 12% plunge in Europe. And the world's largest retailer, Walmart, said this morning its earnings were helped by U.S. sales, which were up 1.3% last quarter. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow rolled back 74 points to close at 12,078.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by IBM, working to help mid-sized businesses become the engines of a smarter planet. Learn more at ibm.com/engines. And by Money Magazine's Take Charge Live, a series of events designed to help you take charge of your finances, November 16th at Boston College. Registration at moneytakecharge.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2012 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at jaguarusa.com.
President Obama arrives in Australia tomorrow for a two-day visit, and the big news down under is a law that was just approved to tax greenhouse gas emissions. That's something President Obama has supported in the past for the U.S., but hasn't been able to get through Congress. Stuart Cohen reports now from Sydney on what the new tax will mean for Australia.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Are you going to go to have a bath, Katie?
Charmaine Williams and Pascal Scherer are, in many ways, a typical Australian family. Recent homebuyers, they have a 2-year-old son with plans for another child on the way soon. And the new carbon tax makes sense to them.
I think if you could call it something like a pollution tax, because that's what it is, it's basically taxing the big polluters.
Who is going to disagree? Everybody wants pollution reduced.
Only the country's 500 most polluting companies will be hit with the tax, about $23 per metric ton of greenhouse gas emissions. But it's expected to raise the cost of a lot of things, from electricity to a loaf of bread. Much of the money collected will go to consumers to compensate for higher prices. The government says families like the Williams Sharers will actually get more in compensation from the tax than they'll pay in higher prices. But the impact on businesses is less clear.
For businesses, it really depends on the sector and how they play the game.
John Judson runs Energetics, a company that advises businesses on going green. He says the key point he's telling clients is not to think, how much is the carbon tax going to cost me, but what opportunities are there to profit from it?
It's not just obvious things like people who make equipment that is lower carbon or provide services that are lower carbon, but it's also traditional businesses just seeing they've got a real opportunity. So, for example, if you happen to be in the telecommunications industry, the low-carbon future depends on fantastic communications.
Do I get a kiss?
No.
No. Good night, beautiful boy.
For Charmaine Williams and Pascal Scherer, the increased costs from the carbon tax seem manageable. For them, it's more important to set a good example, even when it comes to their son Caleb's bedtime stories.
I collect all my papers and put them in the recycling bin. Then they can be used again. Do you do this?
In Sydney, I'm Stuart Cohen for Marketplace.
And finally, the NBA lockout continues with no end in sight. So some NBA players with a little extra time on their hands have turned to activities that have nothing to do with basketball. According to the Wall Street Journal, Carmelo Anthony of the New York Knicks has been doing some acting on Law & Order SVU and Nurse Jackie. Michael Beasley of the Minnesota Timberwolves has taken up ballet. And Drew Gooden of the Milwaukee Bucks is scouting locations for a chicken wings franchise, which aims to take chicken wings to a whole new level. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Droughts don't necessarily lead to this. Politics do.
No toilets, no clean water. The kids were half naked.
I'm Kai Rizdal. The real causes of famine, as our series Food for 9 Billion continues. That, the day's business news and the numbers from Wall Street next time on Marketplace. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.